Welcome to Beside the Still Waters, a live radio ministry by Pastor Sammy Jechi, resident pastor of the Royal Temple, ICGC Awoshi. My dear friend, the Word of God.
Oh, you are too late. They are going to give birth to twins, then you will have boom, boom. As if that is not enough. They are going to have breakthroughs, their home, and the man will be blessed, the woman will, then you have boom, boom, boom. Because the moment they mention the name, then you go and cry, oh God, what about me? There is something on your heart. Come on, is somebody here with me? Oh yes. Especially when you think the person is lower than you. Why, Joe? I'm telling you. Especially when you think the person is lower and you deserve better. Who tells you? You are all children of God. And God loves everybody. And God knows the timing for life. And He knows that at this time, that one that you think you are better than, He has to go first. So why do you say, why Him and not me? Hey, give God praise. If you give Him praise, your own is on the way and it will never be hindered. Is somebody here with me? It will never be hindered. Is somebody here? Now listen to me. Don't keep people. I say it again. I've seen people struggle with their life because they are keeping too much in their heart. Do you know something? Others even keep their spouses. Listen, they are so disturbed about their spouse's progress. And I beg your pardon, mostly it's the men. She gets promoted, gets the money. Man, that is when I'll be a good boy. I will iron for you. I will clean your shoe for you. I'll wash your car for you. And I'll walk you to your car. Mwah. You see, when it so happens, when they come, oh, you can keep the money for me. Bring it, I'll keep it. When I keep it, I chop some. Oh, sweetheart. Yes. I've not got time to be envious and to think, no. When you carry those things, I'm telling you, you hinder your blessing because I'm telling you, listen, let me not advise you wrongly. Men, be strategic. Because God will bless them. You know, women, when they are in love with you, they will even give you everything. Keep it for me. Keep. Is it not true? Yes. So what's your problem? Let them go and prosper. Let them bring it to you. Give them love. But the moment you feel, Lord, I am the head. I am supposed to have it. You will never be yourself. Come on, give God some glory. You will never be yourself. Hallelujah. The other thing that I nearly forgot. If you are a friend to somebody, you are not entitled to every information about that person. It's a caution. You are not entitled to it. He or she has the choice to tell you or not. Are you hearing me? Yes, you are not entitled to it. Let him, give him the space to choose the time he or she would tell you. But you don't demand it. Why didn't you tell me? Everything I tell you, I tell you. Even I break egg and I fry egg, I tell you. Did I send you? Nobody pushed you to say it. It is your mouth that said it. But this one says, for this I want to wait until the right time. Allow it. Oh, come on. Is somebody here with me? I hope I'm talking to somebody. Hallelujah. It's very important. And so we have to keep these things in mind. Now let's go to Ephesians. Ephesians 4, 31 and 32. Put it on the screen quickly for me. Ephesians 1, 31. Now look at this. It said, let all bitterness... Please, have you seen it? Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Now, this is how it goes. You know something? When somebody doesn't like you, everything about you is bad. There's a songwriter who said, so bitanwa nisinkitinkiti nanso okawa eni edro. They are small teeth, baby's teeth, sharp teeth. When they bite you, you can't find any medicine for that. You are always guilty. There is nothing about you that is interesting. Hey, you can dress like Queen Elizabeth, you are not looking nice. Because it is you and not any other person. That is evil speaking. The person is always guilty before you. Whether the person likes it or not, he is guilty. She is guilty perpetually and forever. She is guilty. Today, we are going to have liberty. Let go. It's there. I'm telling you. I'm a human being. I know it's there. Everybody's, it was nice. Oh, Brother Donald. Oh, today he blessed him, but he didn't sing the stinker song well. He had finished singing. Oh, Kaya Hundi, what is that? Obwa is the thing. But there was an embellishment. He brought in that embellishment and it ministered to many people. I don't know, through that at least you can get what I'm talking about. Oh yes, the person does something good. You know, the person is even well dressed. Because it is that person, that dress is not nice. Maybe that dress, she went to buy from Bruniwell. Oh, where Bruniwell we? May God save us in the name of Jesus. I'm not talking about the other person. I'm talking about us. Please, us. Us. Me. Involved. All of us. Let us learn to let go of somebody. Come on, is somebody here with me? It's very, 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 very important. Never to keep anybody in your heart. I believe in that. Let's go. Let's go to verse 32, please. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted. Forgive one another as God in Christ forgave you. Amen. If you want God to forgive you, first, forgive somebody. Amen. It's very important. First, forgive somebody. Now, let's go to 1 Peter 4, 8. 1 Peter 4, 8. Let's do it quickly. 1 Peter 4, 8. And above all, things. Have fervent love for one another. Fervent love. For love will cover a multitude of sins. When you love somebody, you will not genuinely level it against the person. When even the person is in the extreme mistake, you will find a way of defense. It covers it. It covers it. It covers it. Amen. Forgiveness, love, and unity is a process. Amen. You should be able to look at your brother, I mean your blood brother, your blood sister, your Christian brother, Christian sister, and say, I love you from the depth of our hearts. Amen. It's very, very important. When somebody accuses another one before you, look for the facts. Don't follow a mob action. Otherwise, by the time it is finished, you realize that what you followed was wrong. But if you are taking a step back to look for the facts, then you will know that, oh, this is not how it is. This is rather the way it was. Then you will begin to judge properly. Is somebody here with me? Whether you like the person, whether the person has hurt you or not, listen, it is about us. And let's begin to see people the way they are. It's very important. Is somebody here with me? Am I speaking to you? I want to make this quote by Marion Shadow, one elderly friend of mine based in the UK. He says, someday we will forget the hurt, the reason we cried, and who caused us pain. We will finally realize that the secret of being free is not revenge, but letting things unfold at their own time. After all, what matters is not the first, but the last chapter of our lives, which shows how well we run the race. So keep love always in your heart. As we all run the race, you are not alone. End of quote. When we keep that love, it will keep us and give us long life. Is somebody here with me? It is not how we begin, but it's how we end. One of the prayers I have silently started praying in my heart, the Lord, before I meet you, one day, I don't know when, but before I meet you, may my ways be pleasing unto you. Amen. So as much as I can, I want my ways to be pleasing to my Father, which is in heaven, before I meet Him. Because you don't know when you will go. Is somebody here with me? You don't know when you will go. So why mark time with the hurt? Why mark time with that resentment? Why mark time? Don't move on. We are crossing 2017. And we will cross it victoriously. Amen. Now let's look at St. John chapter 17, verse 20. St. John chapter 17, verse 20 to 23. Now, this is the last prayer Jesus Christ prayed, and He prayed for Himself, for His disciples, and this is the prayer, a portion of the prayer He prayed for all believers and future believers. As at the time He was making the statement, as John has put, He said, I do not pray for these alone,
that is the disciples, but also for those who will believe in me through their words, the disciples. And we are the ones who are believing in him. Now look at that. Let's go. That, shall we all read it together? Let's go. That.
Stay tuned, but we'll be right back. You are welcome back to Beside the Still Waters.
Oh, please say it louder. Let's go. As you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. Hallelujah. Now let's go to the next one. Let's go to the next one. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them. Listen to it. Listen to the effect of the glory. That they may be one, just as we are one. When you shed everything away, you partake in that glory. And that glory reveals Christ. And when Christ is revealed, I'm telling you, there is no prayer you pray that he will not hear. Hallelujah. Now let's go to verse 23. Verse 23. I in them and you in me. That, let's read it. Help me. That they may be made what? Perfect in one. And that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. That they all may be one. May we stay as one people. Your very families, biological families, may we stay as one people. As the year comes to an end, don't keep your blood sister, your blood brother. Don't keep the person in your heart. Don't keep the Christian sister, the Christian brother in your heart. Listen, before 31st, make sure that all is gone. If it's your father, your mother, buy a gift. Give it to them. Call them. Send them a good text. Is somebody here with me? Let somebody who has never heard from you hear from you for the first time. You are not a fool. No, you are not a fool. You are the wisest person on earth. Because that is the most difficult aspect of life. If it is revenge, it's easier. But when you have to let go, then it becomes a challenge. But may the grace of God be with us. And when we have the strength to be able to forgive. The joy is when you forgive, you will walk into God's glory and you will attract blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now let's go to the Lord. Everybody, shall we stand on our feet, everybody? Hallelujah, my Lord and my God. Oh, my God. Mako Shaka. Please stretch your hands towards the Lord. You are going to submit your will to God and ask him, the Father, may your will be done in my life. I don't have myself, my life to myself. My life belongs to you. And so, Lord God, let your will be done. Let's go. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. My life is yours. Come on, everybody, let's go. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I'll just say yes.
I'll just say yes. You lead the way. Let's all sing it together.
I'm not afraid of what it means for me to say. This life you gave is not my own.
It's not my own.
I'm trusting you. I'm trusting you to hear my yes and lead me on. Say yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
My life.
My life is.
Oh, say yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
It hurts so bad, but release it. Thank you. You are doing so well. As I watch you, I see you are doing so well. God bless you. I'm telling you, you are opening the doors. You are opening the windows of heaven towards yourself. Come on, be very genuine to yourself. It hurts so bad. But release it. Hallelujah. Hold somebody's hand. Hold somebody's hand. Please, let's hold. Form a chain. Make sure that... Hold somebody. Hold somebody wherever you are, everybody. Make sure there's a chain, please. It's so beautiful. How good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Now, I want you to pray for your neighbor, left and right. Say, Lord, give him the grace. Give her the grace to forgive. Come on, shall we pray? Don't whisper, please. Let's pray. In the first service, people just came out. I want you to come out of your heart. There is no need. Say, Lord God, give us a heart. The grace. Thank you. Thank you. Listen, let's all be truthful to ourselves. Maybe that which you are holding has hindered your prayer for a long time. We have 1 minute more. 1 minute more. I see many, many loads being put here. Many people are putting their load. Just carry that load and put it before the altar. Yes, in the spirit. Just dump every load here. My Lord and my God. My Lord and my... Listen to me. Pray. Let me hear you pray. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we are prayed. Amen. If you believe the Lord has released you, give the Lord a clap offering. Give him a shout of victory. The devil is a liar. He has lost the battle. You know what? The devil has a way of entering a congregation and planting the spirit in them. Then when he succeeds, he blocks their breakthrough. But we have won the battle. From today, we are forgiving the unforgivable. Oh, come on. Is somebody here with me? If you believe it, then let's give God the praise that he deserves. Yeah. Hallelujah. Now, for a short time, you are going to dance. We are going to forgive. Let's go. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Oh, everybody, hey, make sure you give it to the Lord.
Hey,
I'm walking in power.
Hey, we are a chosen generation.
Sit.
We are a chosen generation.
We hope you have been inspired and transformed by today's message. If you want to talk to God's servant or for copies of today's message and other messages by Pastor Sammy Jechi, please call 0243-323-414, 0243-323-414, or 057-462-9174, 057-462-9174. Until we meet beside the still waters, same time, same place, stay blessed. ICGC The Royal Temple, Awoshi, is located on the Chapel Hill, off the Awoshi Highway, directly behind the Anyao Market.